couple of other instant signs it was going to be a bad date. And we've already got a bunch of these.
Yeah.
By the way, side note, someone texted, did Blake ever smell Kelly's area after she started the spray?
No. And
I
yeah, I only did that spray once. I decided I'm good.
And I just want to be clear. I think that was a joke.
Well, I would have done it.
Well, I know that.
Giving it right to
I wouldn't have is is the issue.
Coming over Kelly, butt first. Smell it.
Yeah, Kelly said, why don't you smell my butt? I'm wearing this new full body deodorant.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, wow, that's ha ha ha. And then people have asked why I didn't do it. And I think you can answer that on your own. no offense, Kel. I'm sure it smells
It's fine.
Delicious.
Yep. Yeah. You'll never know.
So we asked about crazy, like instant signs it was going to be a bad date.
Yep.
Someone said he was 20 minutes late. That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign, but it could be.
It happens. If it's a legit reason.
Exactly.
If they seem like they
can't
don't
find parking in Portland.
Right.
Something
or
like,
something comes up, they have to leave. If they communicate.
Correct.
Then it's not a big deal. If they just show up late and you're just waiting.
Not.
So rude.
Yeah.
So it says, first of all, he was 20 minutes late. And then he had rapid fire questions about my intimacy habits.
Ew.
Are you a good kisser? Do you have a wild side?
No.
Et cetera. On a first date.
Nope.
Someone else texted, I recently had a guy ask me out on a second date via text, which was fine. And my response was, why not? Hmm. And he got upset because my response wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement.
What?
So I'm done.
Oh, God. You should be done. That is a red flag right there.
He started talking about my ex and how he couldn't imagine why I would date them because they knew each other. Oh. He spent more time talking about my ex than getting to know me.
Okay.
That's an immediate red flag.
Yeah.
My date puked on the dinner table.
Awesome. So awesome. Oh,
my
God.
My date knew he couldn't drink beer, but he was trying to keep up with me.
Oh.
And right on the dinner table.
Oh,
blech.
God.
And then how about this one? I went on a date with a guy who was bragging for 30 minutes that he saved someone in this restaurant from choking.
Well, that's pretty, but for 30.
Well, so it's a little much, but it.
But that's pretty cool.
It is.
He's trying to bring, or she, they're trying to. You know, conversation starter.
Right. But I wonder if the guy always brings dates to that restaurant so he can tell the story about the choking victim.
Yeah. And be like, hey, Chip, come here. Back me up. Remember that time? They're like, yeah, we do, James. Yeah. Oh my God, nonstop.
You've told 3 girls this week.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yes.
I know, James. You're basically a paramedic.
Yeah. Ooh, you saved her. She's alive.
Your middle name is Heimlich. Ooh.
Do you want potatoes or fries? Or mashed potatoes or fries? God.
Right. This time.
Oh, man. Oh. I love when we come up with our own characters. It's like my favorite thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
James and Chip.
Yeah, James and Chip. Yep.
Chip the waiter.
Yep. Chip's a good name. You know, there aren't enough chips. Yeah.